Carla, welcome back to the program after the song. And do employers try to pressure workers out of making a work cover claim?
Unfortunately, they do. So I think that really comes from a lack of understanding from the employer's perspective about what a work cover claim means for them. So we do unfortunately see employers try and encourage people not to bring a claim, and that can have really devastating consequences, because if you don't bring a work cover claim within 6 months, you can actually be barred from ever doing so. So I've seen circumstances where, you know, someone sustained an injury initially and the employer has said, look, you don't need a work cover claim, you know, we're happy to just pay for your GP attendance and, you know, let you have a week or so off work. And then what happens is, you know, months later they find out that the injury is more significant than they initially thought. You know, scans now show that they need surgery. And obviously the employer isn't saying, oh yeah, we'll fund that $40,000 surgery. The employer's going, oh, well, you're on your own, and work cover won't then pick up the slack because you didn't lodge the claim in time. So I've seen some really devastating circumstances from that. And there has been some recent amendments to the Work Cover Act where Work Cover has also acknowledged that employers are doing this. And there are now some sections that place an obligation on the employer not to try and actively discourage employees from bringing claims. But it's certainly something that we're still seeing. So if you're injured at work, it's really important that you do lodge a work cover claim, because you're the only person, you know, that's going to bear those consequences. It's going to have to, you know, live with the ongoing pain and the need for treatment.
The pressure, 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 Carla. Should workers trust their boss if they say they'll keep them on after an injury and take care of their medical bills?
Look, they shouldn't. Because even if you've got the nicest boss in the world, they're obviously, you know, going to look after their family before they look after yours. So like I said, you know, they might initially think they can assist you, but if your injury does become, you know, more significant and you need ongoing support, then you will need an insurer to take over that claim. And we particularly see that a lot with people that maybe English isn't their first language, or maybe, you know, they've had difficulty finding work before. We find that employers, you know, particularly farm workers, those sorts of labourers, those sorts of people, employers can be really tough on them. Particularly people that are casual, they're always, you know, more concerned about losing their job as well. But it's important to know that, you know, your employer can't sack you for bringing a work cover claim, and you know they really shouldn't be putting any pressure on you not to bring a claim either. So make sure you follow medical advice. You know, if the hospital or the GP is asking you whether it's work related, it is important that you're honest in that answer.
Yeah, it's certainly a lot of problems out there, and people need to be educated. That's what we try to do. I'm curious, Carla, about some of the myths. What are some of the big misconceptions about making a work cover claim?
So probably the biggest one that I see is that people are concerned that they're going to lose their job as a result. They think that, you know, bringing a work cover claim is disastrous. It's not. It's a really important scheme that's designed to give people the treatment and support that they need to return to work. So you can continue working. In fact, I would say probably 80% of my clients are still working at the time that their claim resolves, and probably 50% are still with the same employer. So work cover claims aren't just for you know, those sorts of people. The other thing that we see is that, unfortunately, when the first stage of your work cover claim closes, work cover will make you an offer to settle through a notice of assessment. And what we see is a lot of people take that offer and then come and see us for advice. But unfortunately, what the law says is that you can't have accepted that offer to bring that second part of the claim. So it's really important that people don't just accept that offer from work cover, that they do come and get legal advice and see what they're entitled to and where things stand.
101.5 has been chatting about questions that arise regarding work cover from an employee's perspective. Now, tomorrow on Morning Magazine's Friday edition, our business and real estate show will tune in again to Carla as she explains work cover from a business owner's angle. Carla Melbourne, a legal practice manager at Shine Lawyers Caboolture, thank you for joining us and keeping our community informed and connected. So head to 101.5fm.com.au to catch any details you may have missed.